B-Pod Studios.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Szolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's finally here. We finally have a game today. It's been a very long layoff for the Boston Bruins. It's been a long layoff as a fan. It's going to take a little bit to get back into the swing of things just as a viewer tonight.
It's been brutal.
Don't you think?
It's been brutal. It hit me when you hear Marchand talk over the weekend. There's two things I noticed over the weekend. You know, he talking about, you know, what do you do with the cup? Three things I'll do with it: alcohol, put a baby in it, maybe some Chex Mix or whatever cereal he was going to eat. And then you look at him and you look at Bergeron at this point of the year. Those guys are always nicked up. They got the crease on the nose. This part of the nose is stitched together, or black and blue on this lip or under the eye. They look like models. Finally coiffed. They got their hair cut. The beards are groomed.
They've had
so much time that these dirty, greasy, smelly hockey players have gone out of their way to get primped and pressed. And they look great.
Patrice,
it's the best Bergeron. Bergeron looks like a male model.
Patrice Bergeron's nose wounds have healed.
It seems like, you know, like what more? It seems like they're frustrated about not giving. They got to answer questions. And I talked to Capello, and he was down at media
wounds.
Day. And he's like, what a bleep fest. You know, it's just like it's repetitive question after question. And they're ready to play a hockey game tonight.
The nose.
That's the fun part.
Is healed. The seasons have changed here in Boston.
They look great.
We've gone from winter to summer.
Officially,
in the time that they've had off.
Yeah.
So that's happened. It's been a long time since this team has played a hockey game.
Yeah.
And they're finally going to play one tonight. Speaking of Brad Marchand, he had a maintenance day yesterday. You buying that?
Sure. Absolutely.
No. Not buying it. I think he's a little dinged up and he needed.
What was that part of the maintenance?
Okay. Yeah. I guess it could still be construed and fall under the umbrella of maintenance day. But to just skip, like, maintenance day to me indicates like scheduled. Oh, it's like we got you scheduled for a maintenance day. You don't schedule a maintenance day the last practice before the Stanley Cup final. You know, they're going to have a morning skate today. Maybe. I don't know. But to use the term maintenance day, no, I'm not 100%
buying
in on that.
So you think it's maybe the wrist that he dinged up in the skate that they had. We'll call it a skate because I don't want to call it a scrimmage. I don't think it was really a true scrimmage on Thursday. We'll call it the skate they did on Thursday in front of the fans.
Sure.
Left the ice momentarily, looked like he injured his wrist some way, and then did not practice yesterday. I'm actually going to buy it. I'm actually going to take them at their word. And you know why? Because of this break. Because it has been so long, and because they're trying to get this emphasis on treating it like it's a regular schedule. And even though it is the Stanley Cup final, and even though it is obviously not like any other game, and it's not just a regular game, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy, and yes, I mean, Hardy, when they give a guy a maintenance day, it is because you're sore or you've got something going on that's minor. So I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about.
I think the time off.
That way?
I think the time off, to your
fine.
Point,
yeah.
forces your hand in this to make you look at things in a different manner that you wouldn't on a tighter schedule. You know, and once the games start, you do have a couple days in between games. So you're not every 2 days. I know we got two games this week and pretty much got to wait till what, Saturday for game three? You know, our crew in the afternoon, they're heading out to St. Louis to cover that. But this long break makes you look at things differently. Okay, well, we had that Thursday. Now we got 4 days. We're not playing. Puck doesn't drop till after 8 o'clock.
Well, you've been practicing for 2 weeks.
Day.
What's the point? If you're the head coach,
rest.
Brad Marchand is going to practice yesterday at 98%, and you look at him and say, hey, if you don't practice there, you're going to feel it 100% tomorrow? And he says, yeah, probably. They say, what's the point?
Time
I'll
off.
See tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't practice today. how many games in are we? No, there's no point to it. You don't need to practice. Well,
Krejci was still sick this weekend.
We'll see
too,
tomorrow.
So, you know,
and they kept him away.
Yeah, stay away from the team.
And Krejci spoke yesterday and said that he, you know, wasn't feeling well, and he feels fine now.
Yeah.
So he's good.
Good.
Krejci was not an injury thing. He was throwing up. So he's fine. But Marchand, I'm not concerned about it. What are we going to see tonight out of the gate, though, after the layoff?
Rust. I think both sides are talking about that, right? Right away? How long does that last? 10 minutes?
Listen, I know it's been 5 full days off for the Blues. It's got to be a bigger problem for the Bruins.
Yeah, if it's going to be a problem at all, just by the length of time, you got to give it a little bit more to the Bruins. But it's like we talked about on Friday. By the time the Blues hit the ice tonight, they're going to have a pretty decent layoff, too. So I don't want to call it a complete wash, but it's pretty much a wash in terms of the amount of time and the amount of rust that they're going to have to shake off. Bruins have been out there long. Oh, twice as long. Once you get beyond 3-4 days, I don't know that it matters all that much.
Adrenaline. You'll be amped up with the adrenaline. I think you'll come out. Things will look faster. Maybe you're not handling the puck as well, but 10 minutes of game time should help slow that down. I mean, for both sides. And say you come out, if you're the Bruins, you get a quick one early, and this crowd gets going. Hard to say, you know what, let's get sluggish after that. Now it's like let's step on the gas, see what happens. They should come out flying tonight. It's been a long rest. I know they said they're going to muck it up a little bit. And that's natural, and I guess that's common with that sport. But I expect some flying around early in the game.
I mean, the thing with the skaters is, okay, if you come out and you clearly look like you haven't played in 2 weeks or close to 2 weeks, you can knock it off, right? You can knock the rust off in a period or two or a game if it takes a game, a full game. And by game two, it shouldn't be a question. We've said this all along. The layoff is really only a problem for one game. By game two, that's not an issue anymore. You've played a game. The rust and the layoff are no longer a thing. The only guy that it, and we've repeatedly said all along, we don't worry about it for the goalie. Right?
Yeah.
We've said that's not who we're most concerned about it for. We're most concerned about it for the forwards. We're most concerned about it for the skaters, not the goalie. What if the goalie doesn't look good, though? And he hasn't spent any time seeing pucks over the last...
I guess we'll change our mind then.
Right? No, I know, but I'm saying, what do you do then? How long does it take for the goalie to sort of knock it off? I have no idea. I don't know the answer to that.
Ask Barry Melrose.
I don't have the answer to that question.
What's up, guys? Steve, how we doing, pal?
Steve Levy, how long does it take knock off the rust tonight for the skaters and for the goalie?
First period. First period.
Steve Levy says one period. 15 minutes.
This is why we're here, by the way.
You guys got bourbon in your coffee?
For moments like that, this is why we're here. So when Levy and Melrose
just remember, Boston runs on Duncan. Okay? Yeah. All right. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay.
That's why we're down here.
And by the way, we're down here today. We didn't even tell the people that.
I think we talked about it last week, right? I mean,
we did.
If you're from Boston, you know the area.
We're getting to
us.
That. We're just so excited to talk about a game today. We're going to get to that. We'll tell you all about it.
They got a long day. They're already in their suits. I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Swampy.
The game doesn't start for 10 more hours. Whew. I hope they got a change of clothes somewhere. Walkable to the hotel.
He's already smoked 2 cigars, probably.
At least a fresh shirt.
You know what? They do the post game the post game highlights and the Sports Center at night and all that.
That's a long day.
Long day.
Wow. Good luck.
Yeah, but we are at Boston Sports Grill right outside on the sun deck. They're getting better than this. Nice day.
It was a nice day.
It's great.
Canal Street is closed down. This is gonna be insane later.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good time. They got multiple stages going up here, and there's gonna be
I can't wait to watch Felgren Mass, just see the people coming up.
Yeah, I mean, all the stuff going on close by here at Government Center, but there's going to be plenty going on right here just across the street from the Garden.
So we were saying, the goalie. If that happens, I have no idea. I really don't. I don't have the answer to that, even though I don't think it's going to happen.
Let's reset the entire.
I have no idea.
We'll reset the entire postseason here. No, we're going to start saying
we're at a loss.
How long do you give him before you put Halak in?
We're going to go back to where we were. Game one, the start of the postseason, three series ago. Yes, that's where we go to. That is exactly right. We're back at square one if that happens tonight. And we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll be talking about this NHL layoff, this imposed 11-day layoff for the Bruins that was completely unnecessary and over the top. This series should have started days ago. We'll be bitching and complaining about it, there is no doubt, because it's unfair. It's unfair to everybody involved. This thing started way too late.
No fair.
No fair to anybody. No fair to anybody, and most unfair to the Bruins. That's what I would say. As we mentioned, we are coming to you from the Star Market broadcast booth from in front of the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street with Bud Light all day long here today. And the Fan Fest is going on right here on Canal Street. So there's plenty that will be happening here today. And, yeah, they're building stages left and right here. Yeah, there's a lot happening.
It's crazy.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. So,
what else would you rather do today? Yeah?
Me?
Right, Dennis? Dennis all fired up because he's traveling, too, with the traveling circus over the weekend.
Felger Mass Circus?
Yeah. Mass planning out his days out there in St. Louis. I'm just glad Murray's happy because he's going to get to eat, you know, and go visit a city that has better food than the other one. For his rooting.
Well, I know what Dennis will get when he gets to St. Louis.
Yeah, burnt burger.
Burnt burger. Yeah. No cheese.
Keep those fries away from the burger.
617-779-0985. Phone lines are open. Let's get your calls all day long.
Where's Paulie and Dedham? I thought he'd be out here.
Your thoughts on the series? Your thoughts on what you're looking for tonight out of the gate? The rust for the Bruins, will it be a factor? Will it be a factor for the goaltending? We haven't thought that at any point. We have not said that will be the case at any point, but I could just say that if it is, I'm at a loss.
Yeah,
I will be at a loss if that's the case. I won't know what to say. I will be stumped. So we'll go right back to square one. We'll be calling for Halak tomorrow.
What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to most tonight, Zoe?
I want to see how the goalies are going to be.
It's a reset.
Yeah, it is.
It's a reset for the
season. I want to see how soon before the goalie controversy starts. So we'll get to your calls on the Bruins and
I
Blues.
Said the same thing.
And some more of the factors in this series. And, of course, we'll have we'll have some montages along the way today. Oh. To get you ready for the game tonight here at the Garden. We're here today right on Canal Street. Felger Maz will be here today as well. Great day in the city of Boston. Great weather. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final at TD Garden. And so stick with us all day long. Don't go anywhere. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruins fire it left to the net. And that'll close out the 82-game regular season. And they now turn their attention to an opening round matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Chip it out in front, fired, they score! Charlie Coyle beats Marchand, shoots, he scores! Reaches right circle, centers deflected, they score! Jake DeBrusk!
Yes, young guys!
For the second consecutive year, and for the third time in 7 years, the Boston Bruins are going to eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs. Near circle, Johansson fires to Blick and they score! How about a pair from Charlie Coyle? The kid from Weymouth ends it in overtime! Here I come, you can't hide. Along the near side, fired, they score! David Pastrnak whistled in a one-timer! Near circle, Pastrnak, one-timer, out in front, they score! The Bruins control over the line. Here's Marchand. Far circle, centers. They score! David Pastrnak!
What's up, guys?
The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in Game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
You know, I hear people saying they come into another team's building, well, we got to weather the storm. Well, we want to create the storm. We're not interested in weathering any storm. We want to go out there and let them know we're here to play.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for one playoff game.
Disappointed that I won't be playing in game one, but that being said, yeah, I have complete faith in this team to go out and, you know, and play our game in game one.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! Backhand, he scores! Rebound, he scores! Centers it again, he scores! Backhand, he scores! Make it 6-0 Bruins. Deflected, Rask to save, rebound, Rask, what a stop! And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Out in front, backhand, and Ross the stop. Slot Williams walking down the gut, shoots, and Rask flashed up the glove. Take it away. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
We've earned the right to be where we are and to go to the Stanley Cup Final. We've beaten three good teams, and there's some unfinished business, so I think our guys understand that there's still four more steps to take.
We're taking it to the next round. Let's go, Bruins!
We got this! We got this!
A little refresher for you.
Fanatics!
Everything that has happened. What?
Get your gear 40% off right now. Fanatics.com. That's what Kevin Harlan does. All the ads for it.
Everything to this point that has happened in the playoffs.
They got nothing else to do.
I mean, what are they going to do?
That kind of died a slow death.
Yeah.
Just a couple of dudes.
They're fired up.
Got our Blues jerseys on. Walk around. What do you want to do now? I don't know. We got 10 more hours.
Don't peek too soon.
Don't have a hotel room here.
When would you start today?
Just
though?
Tickets, like, to the game.
From a planning standpoint. From a serious planning standpoint. Bought their fan.
They brought their best black sneakers and white socks to wear around Boston.
They're looking back.
In their gym shorts.
Yep. And they're like, let's go back, us middle-aged white dudes from the Midwest. Just like, let's go terrorize the broadcast for the flagship station.
That's right. Keep walking, Hayes.
There you go.
Let's get to the calls.
You rubes.
I've said it before. I mean, I don't even really feel the need to crap on St. Louis. The place sucks.
Can you blame them for wanting to come here?
No.
Look, no.
Oh, no, this will be the nicest place they've ever visited.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that they even made it here. And they're nice people.
They're fine.
They really are. They really are nice people there. Nice people in St. Louis, but hate to be from there. Chris in Plainville. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. I can think of worse things than wandering around Boston for 10 hours today on a day like today before a game.
Especially if you're from St. Louis.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, been to St. Louis. Absolutely. Hey, guys, you talk about Tuukka real quick. If he's fighting that puck, and you generally tell pretty quickly, you could be concerned. I mean, that doesn't usually change in game. It can change game to game, but it's just how they almost like to handle the first few things if it comes easy and it looks like it's simple. You know, it kind of he can have that I got it feeling, but if he's fighting it a little bit, then anyways, anything could happen.
Go to home.
Let's go.
How quick is Tuukka's hook tonight?
get your gear on.
I believe at the start of the postseason, Zoe said if...
what are you most looking forward to? Is a lock.
He said if, you know, Toronto gets up like 3-0, you know, I'm like, what? What?
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, but the key to the series, obviously, one of them might be simple, but keeping Bergeron healthy, they're going to go after him something fierce. He is an absolute defensive key of keeping their top line down scoring-wise, and he creates all the spacing on the power play, and the guy's like a quarterback. And if they can keep him healthy, I really like the Bruins' chances. And obviously, Tuukka now fighting that puck. So have a great day. It's beautiful out, boys.
All right,
Chris. Appreciate the call. I would say that it's not only Bergeron, and he's right. Bergeron is number one. Can I put Krejci on that list, number two? Because Krejci in his career has a long list of injuries. in his lifetime. And I don't want to call a guy injury prone. You know, that's a bad word. You never want to call anybody injury prone. Let's just say he's had a lot of injuries. I worry about anybody getting hurt in this series, because that's a heavy lineup over there. That's a lot of big boys wearing blue
thick
in this series.
Thick-legged
kids.
Okay,
they got some size and some weight.
You know, Cassidy,
they're going to throw it around in this series.
Cassidy said it too. These are going to be low scoring games. You know, these are going to be, I don't want to call them muckfests, but 2-1, 3-2 type games. Not the way you're going to get a lot of scoring, which means you'll probably have an 8-5 game tonight.
Which means the few guys you've got that like to kind of throw their weight around maybe want to do that early. JP in North Providence on that. JP, what do you think?
Beatles, oh, great day, Zoe. Break out the I-Rock. Take the T-tops off.
That's funny. Real quick, funny you mention that. Almost stopped my heart. 3 days ago, saw a red one in Rentham.
Oh. Wow.
About eight, it had to be an 87. Didn't have the rims that I had from 86, but it was an 87, and that thing was gorgeous.
Oh, had a blue one back in the day, so burnt my hands on the mirror at T-tops. I was stupid back then. Hey, listen, I'm more antsy at 10 o'clock in the morning than the birth of my first kid. I got 10 hours to wait. By tonight, New England's going to be drunk. Here's what I want to see tonight. First shift on the ice, Backus lays out the first blue that goes by him. The crowd will go nuts. And for the first time, I'm not worried about Rask. Rask has stepped it up. I am not worried. He's not tired. He's sharp. And it's going to be keep your head on a swivel, because bodies are going to be flying everywhere tonight.
Okay. Hope it's even bodies flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Even on that score sheet of bodies flying everywhere.
If that's going to be the case, though, if it's going to be one of those heavy games, you're going to have a lot of contact. How do you want them to call this thing tonight?
Lay off.
Tight?
No. Don't call it tight. I mean, honestly, if they call it tight, it's going to benefit the Bruins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to benefit the Bruins, but as a fan, as we've talked about before, I'm always more in favor of them not calling it tight and letting things go.
It's such a huge...
Let it be decided on the ice.
The power play, the penalty kill, any way you look at it, the shorthanded goals, everything. It's such a huge advantage for the Bruins.
Yes.
Call it tight. Call it tight.
If you're interested in the Bruins winning, you want to call it tight.
Yes.
If you're interested in seeing good hockey,
let them play.
Philosophically, I just say let them play.
Let them play.
Get Bruins sorted out.
Beaten up. That's part of it too.
So that's what you've got to decide.
It's the last time you've got in this here, saying, you know, call tight for the Bruins,
especially for what it's worth. The power play percentage at home is even greater. So you take that these first two games. Call it tight. Get on the power play as much as possible, where they're clipping along like 25% on the power play here at home, and then just or it's actually more than that, because I think it's 25% overall, and that includes a much lower percentage on the road. So just do that. I don't think they're going
to. They called it tight in the Carolina series.
They did,
and it benefited the Bruins.
And if it happens, so be it. It's going to benefit you.
Artie, they called it tight with Dougie Hamilton, as we argued about.
Yep. Against the Hurricanes, I kind of get it, but against two more physical teams, and the Blues probably going to play a little more physical than Carolina did, they'll probably let them play a little bit more than they did against the Hurricanes.
Derek in Foxborough. Derek.
Yeah, I don't know that much about hockey. I'm not one of these, puck heads like Felger.
Yep.
But the Bruins should win this series. But I just hope the crowd's into it tonight. You guys are talking earlier in the playoffs how the crowds haven't been that great.
It was much better last series, though. It was much improved last series.
Give them the yellow towels tonight. Give them something to get them going, right?
Well, yeah. They need that Laura Branigan. So they need a song like the Blues have with that Laura Branigan song. They need something like that to just get them going.
Something to get the people going.
What would you do to get them going, Artie? Which song would you play?
I don't know much about hockey, but here's my call. Here are my thoughts.
He's the best.
A little tip. None of us know anything. Yeah. Never admit to it.
Yeah, never admit to what you don't know.
We're pretty good.
And what you don't know, pretend that you do know.
Yeah. What if they play like Mbop or something? Out of the blue.
Yeah, it's going to be something
that'll get them going.
Very cheesy.
Yeah. I was thinking
Mbop would get me going.
Something that would work for me.
What about Aerosmith?
Hardy, big fan of the Umbop.
I love the Umbop. I think it's a good song. I don't know if it's going to work to get a hockey crowd going.
Jump around. Jump around. Just go to
It's already been done. It has to be something that hasn't been done before. Sort of the point.
That'll get you thinking today.
617-779-0985. We will never be far from the Bruins today, and we're taking your Bruins calls all day long, okay? Because we are obviously coming to you live from the Star Market broadcast booth in front of the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street with Bud Light today, getting you ready for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. So we are Bruins all day long, but we are going to sprinkle in just a couple of things that happened over the weekend, including a story that broke last night that I absolutely love. Ben Watson got popped for PEDs in the offseason. You heard me right. Absolutely love this story. We will explain coming up right after these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
A lot of excitement down here.
Are we up? Oh, sorry.
Hey.
God. All right. Ben Watson over the weekend announces that he is facing a 4-game suspension from the NFL for taking testosterone in the offseason because he thought he was done. He wrote, after my contract expired last March, I told my doctors I was finished playing, went through a series of medical tests, and was prescribed bioidentical testosterone to assist in healing my body.
Oh, you missed a word in there, Beetle. You're not going to try that one?
Cypionate is how it's said.
Okay.
And here's what I looked up and was reading about last night. When they write bioidentical, that is nonsense. It is not something that is recognized by the FDA or real doctors. Bioidentical is hogwash. Doesn't mean anything.
It means he's on the good stuff.
I mean, bioidentical to me sounds like they're trying to dress up the word synthetic.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
The good stuff.
Doesn't mean anything. Bioidentical, and they're saying it's basically a scam.
Non-GNC pills.
If you're taking testosterone, you're taking testosterone.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a different topic. That's more about the doctors trying to sell you something that they're trying to convince you is better than taking any other testosterone.
Okay.
Not about any trying to cover up anything.
Okay.
And he's clearly not trying to cover up the fact that he got popped for PEDs. Or is he? So Ben Watson retires. Gets on the good stuff. All off-season long. The league does not reveal what you test positive for. The player can tell you what he tested positive for, and the league will not correct the player when he tells you what he tested positive for. You can test positive for PEDs and say, I took anabolic steroids. League won't tell you that you're wrong. League won't put out a statement telling you that the player is lying. They don't get involved. They say, no, tested positive 4 games, PEDs. Could be anything. They don't get involved.
4 games. They don't announce
what it's for.
Right. I just remember when
you get popped 4 games PEDs, you can say you can make up a drug that's not even a thing, and no one's there to correct you and tell you otherwise.
I love the fact
deer antler.
I took the deer antler spray and they got me for 4 games.
I love the fact that he was open. That he was open about it. The Patriots actually negotiated with him and went after him full well knowing. Yeah, we know how to deal with these 4-game things because you know Brady had a 1 year. Now that was for air. It wasn't really a PED. We won a Super Bowl that year. He was MVP. Oh, Edelman, by the way, he got suspended last year. He looks pretty good cut up in all his little pictures that he's putting out there, throwing in Tom's backyard with Nikhil Harry, by the way, over the weekend. And, yeah, we won a Super Bowl that year with him, too, and he was the league MVP, or the Super Bowl MVP. So we know how to work with guys coming off PED suspensions. And we know how to build it to our team. So you're going to get, I mean, how long you really want Ben Watson for? So I want him as big as he could be or as healthy as he could be when he comes in to give you as good a 12 games as he could give you to help bolster your tight end position. Plus, I mean, you know, he put this out there that, yeah, everybody knew about this. They knew about it. I knew about it. They still came after me. I selected to go to New England because that's where I want to be. He came in day one. Gostkowski said, guy looks like an Under Armour model, just chiseled.
No kidding, big. He looks like an Under Armour model. He's been loading up all offseason.
Hey,
this is awesome.
I mean,
how old is he now? 38 years old?
Yeah.
38 years old.
He says, again, I'll give you 12 games.
I'll tell you
what.
I'm going to retire for about 6 minutes, and I am going to get juiced to the gills.
How many more guys can do
this? And I'm going to get jacked this offseason.
This could be a new thing in the league, guys, at the end.
I'm going to tell teams, you know what? Because I thought I was retired, my doctor gave me testosterone to make me feel good again. I had low T. When in reality, I come back looking like the Under Armour guy, the Under Armour model, you know, the guy in the store where you walk in and see that, like, you know, that figurine, you know, they put the t-shirts on, you're like, that's not that doesn't look like any real human. That's not a real human being.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That's not a human.
All right. Plausible. But would you do it knowing that now you've got 6 months before you can really utilize it and put it to work on the field? You understand what I'm saying? So you say, I'm going to retire. I'm going to get all juiced up. I'm going to come back. I'll get popped, probably, and I'll sit the 4 games. But it's not like you get to stay on the stuff now until like week 5.
True.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
It's your health, and it's going to save you 4 games, you know, almost a quarter.
Of
the regular season.
You're right, but I think it's better to get a team and get a contract done in the spring than it is to be – the Eric Decker of the world looking for a deal come August.
That stuff carries over, though. You establish a base. You still have your strength.
You do you 5 months from now?
You're healthy.
Five months.
Yeah, because I think this is what I think is the misconception about doing PEDs.
Or even six when this you count the one that you had to be
PEDs,
off at already.
The PEDs don't make you strong. The PEDs allow you the ability to get strong, the recovery, the ability to hit the gym as many times as you like. Right?
That's why I take it.
So he probably started off. He started his offseason on the highest of notes and has been able to build off of it and just be in just peak physical shape right now for a 38-year-old. He's had a tremendous offseason and is going to come into camp in 2 months and be in tip-top shape and is going to have a great preseason. And then, at 38 years old, is going to have a month to go home and recover. And then start his regular season. This could not be more perfect for this guy. This is brilliant.
Makes you wonder why more guys don't do it.
Ben Watson is 10 steps ahead of everybody, and the Patriots are 20 steps ahead of everybody for signing him. I love this so much. I think everybody at 38 years old should be doing this.
Fresh as lettuce, right?
In fact, when Brady starts to slip a little bit, I think they should insert this into his regimen. Pick the year. Brady's going to have one of these.
4 from now.
All right, so your pseudo-retirement year is going to take place at this point.
Yep.
And just go nuts.
Gas up. Vroom, vroom. Yes. Get a little bit of gas. Absolutely. In fact, if Gronkowski's coming back, when does his program start?
Hopefully now.
When does his start?
Yeah, but from what we've seen from Gronkowski, he is not going in that direction.
No, he's going in the wrong direction.
He's shrinking.
Yeah, it's a problem. That's he's not coming back.
He's been around standing, though.
If he were...
That's
this
the
is
way
how
to do
you
it.
Do it.
He's popped
this
in
is how
stadium,
it's done.
So.
Julian Edelman last year. Got nothing to lose, baby. Got nothing to lose. Get back on that horse. And what did he do? Right back on that horse.
He looks
to
so
the tune
right
of 4 now. Games and a Super Bowl MVP. Okay?
This could be, you know, down the road here for...
It almost seems like cheating.
For players,
it's not cheating. It's recovery.
No,
but like six...
Recovery.
Even remember
it's
Rodney
retirement
Harrison.
Retirement management.
I've told you before.
Rodney Harrison at the end of his career did this. Rob Ninkovich. Like, there are guys that are going to be playing into their mid to late 30s. Mostly it's mid-30s.
Yeah.
Because most guys that have the physical contact, you know, Brady's different. He's a quarterback. Edelman's a little different. I know he needs early 30s because you're a skill guy. But the guys in the trenches, the guys that really bang, that really don't have the type of hitting that you used to do, are going to sit back and look at this and say, 10 years ago, it's a bad thing to get popped with a PED, you know, slap on you. Now it's, hey, get rest for 4 games, see you week 5. Yeah. Late in your career.
No, I've told you. I've told you before.
This can make me still want to play the game.
There will be the day when there is an instituted and allowable level, and there's a sort of this allowed, supervised regimen you can take to come back from injury. We're going to get there. We're going to get there because there have been clear-cut cases, you know, Peyton Manning being one of them, where if there were ever a case of a guy who should be allowed human growth hormone in his recovery, he was the guy. And, of course, you've got these ridiculous cases of him looking for fly-by-night operations and the wife at the, you know, anti-aging strip mall clinics, and you're thinking to yourself, is that really what this has come to? Why is it that this guy can't go to an actual doctor with the team and say, listen, my neck is a mess. You know, this is medically available. If that could work to maybe somehow heal me in all of this and the nerve damage and everything else that's going on, yeah. why should that be kept from him and be perceived as cheating?
We've been talking about it for years.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. I don't know why they don't allow it when in sports when it has actual medical use.
I don't know about Ben Watson. I think he just wanted to look chiseled, but still.
Well,
God bless.
He said it was for both the physical and the mental.
Yes. Well, I hope he's ready to go.
I got a little tea. It's affecting the way I think. You know, I look at a broad. I don't got nothing moves.
Pats need
I
a tight
I got the
end.
Low tea.
Pats need a tight end. So way to go, Ben. Way to go. Way to think of the team. Way to put the team ahead of yourself. That's a team player right there. I love what he's bringing to the table. Welcome back, Ben Watson.
Real quick observation down
Welcome
here, too.
Welcome back.
For people planning to come down here, too, not to get off topic here, but part of the nice thing about covering sports in Boston as we do, doing Radio Row, and you see how the National Football League sort of shuts down areas and how they have security. The cool thing about
the
fan...
They also set the stage up the day before the game.
The fan
I don't know
experience, if you haven't noticed, the fan experience
God.
For the hockey fan...
Yeah, the NHL's
you
not as
could come down here.
Yeah, that we've noticed.
Where there's no security, walk down the street that's closed off with a sawhorse and take pictures with your kids.
Let's not advertise it.
While they're
there's
building...
There's security everywhere.
The stage.
Dumbass.
Idiot.
This is unbelievable.
Idiot.
There's kids taking pictures with the staging crew that's going on.
Game one's in 9 hours. They thought this would be a good time to set the stage up.
What were you doing last night?
Or yesterday? Or
they're doing
what were
it
you
right
doing
now.
For the last 11 days?
They're doing it right now. Okay? It'll be ready.
I've never seen anything like this.
It's almost done.
Is it?
I'm just kidding. The hell?
The problem is all this stuff gets put together with those Allen wrenches. I don't know about you, Beetle.
The one that comes with the furniture?
Yeah, hard. It's hard to find driblets to fit that. They don't want you using drills on those nuts. I don't know why, but they're over there with the little, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, turn it lengthwise. That way, you can get in there further.
The long way.
But it's harder to turn. It ain't gonna go back. Take it out.
Coming up next, we rewind to 2011, the last time the Bruins won the Stanley Cup. As we get ready for the 2019 Stanley Cup Final. And the Bruins taking on the Blues. We are live from the Star Market broadcast booth on Canal Street in front of Boston Sports Grill with Bud Light today as we get ready for the Stanley Cup Final. The stage is coming together slowly but surely.
Oh, one just left on wheels.
One of the staging items did just go down the street. Not sure where that thing is going. But we're here all day, as is Felger and Maz, and we're getting ready for game one. They're going to get it together.
Yeah.
I can feel
it. Oh, God,
it.
Yeah.
A flashback to
awesome.
The 2011 Cup coming
this
up next.
Be
you don't want to miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Team.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the puck drop, Marchand will jump on it right wing corner. Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score!
Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marchand. And the Bruins with a 1-0 lead in the first.
Going into the game, we talked about not getting too high. You know, if we do score, you can't act like you won the Stanley Cup because you get the emotional high and you, it'll end up showing on the ice.
Plays it across to Daniel. Backhander! Save Thomas! In the far corner, Hanson trying to bring it in front. He does put it on net and a save Thomas.
Tim Thomas in these playoffs just totally dominated.
Burrows, turnaround rush, sure shot right side, blocked by Thomas. Chara was there too, and Chara kept it out. Marchand trying to settle it, takes it around the net, wrap around chance, save Luongo, most puck score! And the Bruins are up 2-0.
The most important thing is what's going on inside that dressing room, and there wasn't a guy that didn't believe in what we were doing.
Bergeron to the net, bumped down by Erhoff, score! And rolled in! Bergeron gets it shorthanded!
All we talked about was going out there and earning it. You know, it wasn't ours to have. It was ours to earn.
Marchand has it with an open net in front of him. Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Brad Marchand for the empty net goal and a 4-0 lead for the Bruins. With 5 seconds to go, the extra behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the Cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
We did everything the hard way. I mean, we took years off all of our fans' lives. We took years off our parents' lives and our wives and our girlfriends and everyone, our friends. But it's all worth it at the end.
To have my name in there is special, but this is even more special for my team and for the city of Austin.
Thank you, man!
And, oh, it's so cold.
Yeah, baby!
It's so cold. And it smells. I smell like I'm in high school.
You know, just to have your name on it, be proud of it. And, you know, I don't think people realize what we have and we had to go through to get here. And to win this, it means so much to all of us.
You've been waiting a long time, but you got it. You wanted it, you got it. We're bringing it home.
All right, that was 2011, 8 years ago now that the Bruins took home the Cup. They'll try and do it again starting tonight with Game 1 at the Garden. As they play Game 1 against the St. Louis Blues. A rematch of 1970, last time these two teams met in the Cup Final. Hardy's got a thought on his mind.
No, you like the rematch aspect of this story?
I've heard a lot of it. I've heard a lot of the rematch angle.
I myself don't have a clear recollection of that.
Well, I'll bring it back to the goalies, because the goalies now are much more padded up than they were back then.
There's still plenty of people watching tonight that were watching it then. So.
I know. I was not one.
You didn't have to be that old to remember that one. So.
I guess.
The pads look like ketchup pads.
I mean, I think of myself as being pretty old, and I wasn't born yet, so.
Yeah, you're not that old.
All right, good. That's good to know. Thanks,
Peter. You're not that old.
All right, I appreciate it.
Joe is in Revere today. Hi, Joe.
Joe! No?
I don't hear Joe. All right, we'll put Joe on hold. We'll try and get reconnected with Joe, but we got wide open phone lines on the Bruins, 617-779-0985.
They're using a forklift over off to the left of us right now to erect one of the stage things.
No, that's going to end badly.
Let me tell you something.
That's going to end badly.
It is a Peter Griffin forklift moment about to happen. It's not quite pushing the whale back into the water. But it has the potential to go that bad.
I'd come down.
That is not designed
here now.
That's not designed for what they're about to do. It's just not.
All hands on deck, man. You could go help the crew.
Look at this.
Walk right up, touch the scaffolding.
I'm just doing some quick geometry in my head. Can that scaffolding fall back on us?
No,
from this
there's
angle?
A tree that's going to save us.
We have women and babies passing in strollers.
Please walk quickly.
Nobody here
Please.
Wondering.
I don't want to see you get hurt.
They're going to be clear.
Yeah. Please.
Coming down. Dude, this is nothing. These guys wreck this stuff all the time.
Do they? But do they?
They're going to put it on a dime.
Do they?
They're going to put it down. Look at this.
Okay.
Look at the system. Boom.
All right.
Perfect. Bam.
Okay, done. No big deal. No big whoop.
It takes skill driving at the
right.
Jeez.
All right. Okay.
It made me nervous.
Or
it just
safe.
Made me a little bit nervous.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to get back to your calls on the Bruins. as we get ready for game one tonight at the Garden. 617-779-0985. And some of the factors that may weigh in on this series and some of the things. Again, the layoff, a big question. The rest for both teams, a question. And we'll get to some of the other things that may play into it in hour number two of the show, coming up in 90 seconds after these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.